Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
The next item, I'm gonna get my walker and remove myself from this table. It's not an item for the manager.
The next item on y'all's outline for this evening is related to a memorandum I circulated to the city council on Monday morning. I believe every member of the city council has received it. I'm just requesting the city council indicate their approval or disapproval of authorizing me to work with staff and council members as needed to submit questions and documents to the following entities. Specifically, the State Attorney's Office for the First Judicial Circuit, the Florida Attorney General, the Florida Commission on Ethics, or the Florida Commission on Human Relations, depending on the topic.
I am very much opposed to this. I feel that it is a retaliatory action against our mayor. It seems that you are coming back at her because of an action that she took, which was totally in her right to do. In my opinion, you're coming back at her with some similar words that she used to complain about you.
How much backstory do you want? Because the Russian novel, the Mexican soap opera, The Days of Our Milton continues. Certainly the series has outlasted the prediction by now former city manager Scott Collins that it would be ending. The backstory here is this. After having tried twice to get him fired last year, Heather Lindsay failed to get Alex Andrade, the city attorney, fired last year. The council supported him. Once in an actual voting meeting, you know, the other time tried and called off the meeting. Then her ally in all of the drama surrounding the first time they tried to hire Scott Collins led to her ally, Don Molinaro, the city clerk, getting fired. And after that, Heather Lindsay sent a complaint letter to the Florida bar saying that you ought to investigate Alex Andrade for violating his professional obligations and, you know, maybe consider sanctioning him or whatever you do, you know, maybe take away his law license. Serious. That actually happened. So Alex found out about that. We talked with you about that. That got dismissed and they basically told her to go pound sand. The bar said, this is politics. What are you doing? She's also a lawyer, by the way. She works for the city of Pensacola as a lawyer in her day job. She used to be the city of Milton's lawyer, and now she's just the mayor of Pensacola and also the assistant city attorney in the city of Pensacola's legal shop. Okay, so Marilyn Farrow is the female voice there. She says, this is all just retaliation, Alex. All you're doing is going after her because she went after you. And then it's kind of an odd setup they've got now with the workshop where they're not at the dais. They're all at a table, and Alex is over with the city manager, although he left. You heard Randy saying, I'm going to get out of here because this is not for me to be here for this particular item. They sit in a little well off to the side kind of thing.
Alex, I wonder if you could come down here so we could speak eye to eye with rather than having you behind us.
Come to the table.
Please.
It's like coming to the grown-ups table from the little kids table. It's not quite right that way, but that's kind of the idea of it. So she says,
so you could have just let it go, but no, you had to just create more contention amongst our council when we are really trying to work together.
Councilwoman, I don't take action without direction from either individual or multiple city council members. Did you vote to approve the mayor to submit that complaint to the Florida bar?
I did not vote, but I didn't know that a vote would have been necessary.
It was an official document signed under oath, submitted on behalf of the city.
I didn't either.
Yes.
I didn't authorize it.
That's the voice. I think that's Sherry Sebastian. I sometimes get her and Roxanne Meese's voice confused in my head, so I apologize. But what you heard there is the mayor sent this you know, a complaint to the bar. And then we found out about that. And now Jeff Snow, city councilman, has asked Alex Andrade, what is our recourse with the mayor? Because she is acting like a rogue agent right now. And she's, I mean, I'm putting words in his mouth, but that's, you know, she's creating disruption and problems. What can we do? So Alex prepared a very lengthy, what, 9 pages, I guess, critique letter of her saying that she also has violated her both, you know, professional and city mayor duties. And the various agencies they could look to would be the state attorney's office for criminal matters, the ethics commission for ethics violations, the attorney general for the state of Florida. She's violated her obligation to behave on behalf of the city as a mayor, and maybe even censure. You know, you tell me what you want to do. And that's why they're having this discussion, is he's needing further authorization to go forward. Marilyn Farrell says, you did this on your own. He says, no, Jeff Snow asked me to do it. I don't do anything on my own related to the city. I work for you. And so she's upset that she didn't know about this, and he asked the question, well, did you vote for the mayor to send the... And no, but the mayor sent it with the city of Milton's name reference. Now, Alex says she was representing that the city of Milton was making the complaint, which would be inappropriate because the city never voted for that. She's going to say that she didn't represent the city of Milton as making the complaint, that it's just her as, you know, the mayor or an attorney who knows about the problems at the city. Jeff Snow...
So the real complaint really should be, why did the mayor, on her own, make a complaint that the council did not support, and she did it under oath with the Florida Bar, and I've asked our attorney, what are our avenues of a legal opinion from the ethics Florida Bar? I mean, she signed it where she signed it, the truth, under oath. The bar found it political, so maybe you should get on to the mayor for being political. And that's the real facts.
Yeah, why is the mayor continue to try to fire Alex Andrade like every way she possibly can, especially when the city council has voted to support him and believe in him? And she's like, no, I'm going to go to the bar behind everybody's back, which she says is her right. OK, but Jeff's asking the question, why are you upset about Alex retaliating when it looks like the mayor's retaliating? We'll come back to this in a second, because as you know, these dramas are never over quickly. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake.
Okay, if you're on I-10 eastbound headed toward Highway 87 south, right at the exit from I-10 eastbound, getting onto Highway 87, we have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there, so that will definitely slow things down this morning. Otherwise, around town, I'm not seeing any other major delays. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 in Pensacola are looking good. Highway 29 south through Cantonment is clear. And looks like Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you see anything else out there slowing you down on our roadways, let us know about it. Call or text 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Back to Days of Our Milton, City Councilman Jeff Snow says...
The majority of this council is in support of our city attorney. He's laid out all the facts of all the stuff that's happened over the months. And it's... Unless you really can't understand something, it points to where the issue is. Councilman Hawthorne made a great statement the last time. When there's an issue with the city, the mayor's the start of it, generally speaking. And that's unfortunate. That's how I feel.
Yeah, Gavin Hawthorne had been pretty neutral in a lot of these things in the beginning of his term, but even he had kind of, my read, finally had enough and had said that she is the source of the drama that they keep having. This back to Jeff Snow.
And... to carry this to challenging our city attorney's ability to serve as an attorney, going after his law license, is unacceptable.
I mean, again, my read is it looks very much like retaliation. Of course, I can see why people would say that Jeff asking Alex to write this critique of Heather would also be viewed as retaliation. The question is it retaliation or is it trying to do something about an ongoing problem that she won't stop, right? But again, filing the complaint, try to take away his law license, or at least, you know, get him, you know, reprimanded by the Florida bar.
Not sure if we have any recourse, but I think this council should ask the question and get an official answer from the Attorney General, I believe, and the Florida Commission on Ethics. And I think that's the least we can do. It's always something, unfortunately, and it's an embarrassment here. Whether you agree with it, Mike, it's my opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion.
But and the facts.
To use one of your favorite phrases, this is nothing but a personal attack.
Well, what do you call her writing that against the attorney?
that's okay, though, right? Anybody's entitled. Well, I won't go into some detail what's been done against me, but I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, no, don't leave it at that. Come on, Mike Cusack. Tell us what's been done. Don't just hint at some big problem.
Came for an indication from the council whether or not I'm authorized to go look into this further, determine whether or not I would ask the council to, take up votes, take official action specifically on items such as, a censure by the city council, specific submissions of a question, which would require a vote of the city council for a attorney general's opinion on specific items about whether or not the mayor violated a specific duty she owed to the council.
Now, to tell you, before we actually get to playing the clips, we'll play them later, but she denies breaking any law. She thinks that she was acting within her authority. She thinks that everything... The only thing that she agrees is a problem is her relationship with Alex Andrade, which she blames him for, saying he's super angry at her and, they need to get to a mediator. But that's later in the meeting. I don't want to go without at least telling you where she's at on this stuff. But Alex is like, look, I can't keep going on this without you giving me permission, so we need to take a vote on that. Not at this meeting, but at the next city council meeting.
For an indication this evening from the city council whether or not I'm authorized to go expend the time to do that work.
I'm a yes in that.
I'm a yes as well. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I've had many discussions with even staff, and some of the stuff that's been going on behind closed doors and the things that the staff has had to deal with is unacceptable. Unacceptable for a woman, unacceptable for a man, unacceptable, period. And it needs to stop. And I'm sorry, but I don't think just an apology letter is enough. So I would like to see what you can find out.
So that's Sherry Sebastio. And what she's referring to is that in the evidence behind the 9-page evaluation of Heather Lindsay by Alex Andrade is an email from him to her dated March 13th of 2024. A grievance form was submitted to the city's Human Resource Department by an employee of the city of Milton. The grievance was reviewed according to the procedure outlined in the employee handbook and the master contract with the employee's union. The employee supervisor recommended specific actions be taken to address the grievance. One specific action was correspondence to you reminding you of your role under the city's charter. Allegations against you, this is written to Mayor Heather Lindsay, allegations against you included stalking, harassment, violation of privacy, and actions in contravention of the stated values and mission of the city. As an elected official, the disciplinary actions available to city manager or direct supervisor of an employee are not applicable to you. Under the circumstances, some of the specific allegations made against you are not fully investigated, and specific conclusions were not rendered regarding the accuracy of the allegations. However, instances of your direct contact with subordinate employees of the city and your direction and engagement with subordinate employees of the city were readily verifiable. Under the charter, the mayor is charged to provide that the ordinances in effect in the city are faithfully executed, but it's from the city manager that those interactions are supposed to take place. So he's telling her, stay away from the city employees, and you got one who's made these terrible allegations. So Sherry Sebastio goes on to kind of talk about what she has heard from other people.
So how many city staff have you spoke to, Sherry?
I've spoke to a lot of city staff.
Well, that's not the answer. But one, two, three. Just asking, how many?
A lot.
A lot's not an answer.
It is an answer, and I don't have to put anybody out on blast, but I'm telling you.
I'm not asking you for names. I'm asking you for a count. Head count.
I could sit here, and I've got probably two hands worth of people that I've talked to, so it's a lot. And when people call me personally, I mean, on my personal off time, as a woman, the things that went on, it needs to stop.
No, you can't answer the question. Understand.
Mike Cusack, ever the voice of geniality and civility. She told you what she's willing to say, which is approximately how many? Two hands worth. 6 to 10. That's a lot in the city of Milton. So anyway, this is act one. This is often the case. This is act one of our show. Days of Our Milton will return in about an hour with act two. Oh, it gets better. Always gets better. 624 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. tomorrow for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to the Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Rico. Suave. Rico.
Okay, admit it. You're moving. You can't not. It's such a catchy tune. Nobody's proud to love it, but we all love it secretly in shame. 627 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got our traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, if you're on I-10 eastbound heading toward Milton this morning, right at the intersection of Highway 87 on the exit ramp from I-10 eastbound onto 87, we have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. It's going to slow some things down there in that area. Also, Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach, seeing our normal morning slowdown once you get toward McDonald's and Parrish Boulevard area. Not really seeing anything else on our roadways. No major accidents reported by FHP and no major slowdowns to tell you about. If you see anything else out there on the roadways slowing us down, let us know about it. 437-1620, call or text. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, we are still following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore today. People who live near that bridge say this morning it sounded like a bomb went off when it was struck by the cargo ship.
Woke up to my house vibrating, and the big bang is what woke me up out of bed.
And that's John Gray says it shook his whole house. Video showing the moment the bridge collapsed after one of its support pylons was struck by the large cargo vessel. Baltimore City officials say up to 20 people could be in the river. I have seen some confirmation that they have at least pulled two people out of the river so far. Dive teams are still in the water there looking for survivors. There's reportedly at least seven people that are still missing, and the state of Maryland has declared a state of emergency. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. expected to announce his running mate today. Kennedy has publicly mentioned a number of people he's considering, including Aaron Rodgers, Jesse the Body Ventura, and Democrat donor Nicole Shanahan. Many believe he's likely to choose Shanahan. Personally, I'm on Team Ventura. And we were waiting yesterday to hear from Shohei Ohtani. He says he's innocent of the gambling allegations against him.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
And Ohtani spoke to the public for the first time since the allegations yesterday through an interpreter, of course. He said he's very sad that somebody close to him would be accused of theft and illegal sports betting. He called his ex-interpreter a liar after he had claimed that Ohtani knew he was paying off his gambling debts.
Yeah, and by the way, that was the interpreter voice. Shohei was speaking in
right,
Japanese.
Right, it was.
And he basically denied everything. I didn't bet. I didn't pay for bets directly or indirectly. It was money stolen from me. I didn't do any of the things that I were thought of and I initially kind of said that I did. So he's in full 100% denial. The issue from the baseball perspective is that if he had any role in paying off a bookie, you're allowed to make bets on non-baseball items if you play baseball, but you have to do it in a place where it's legal, and it's illegal in California, which is why it's a problem for him if he was involved in the, you know, in the actual doing of it. So Jesse Ventura, that's the one that you want to hear?
He's a polarizing figure.
Well, he's something.
Hit. You're bleeding, man.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a search and rescue operation in the Patapsco River in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being hit by a container ship and several cars fell into the water.
We may be looking for upwards of 7 individuals. That's the latest information we have.
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wawa says 2 people have been rescued, 1 seriously injured. The ship hit the bridge at around 1:20 a.m. A New York City police officer is shot and killed during a traffic stop.
The NYPD says the cops approached a vehicle and the suspect pointed a gun towards the officers and opened fire, striking one. The officer identified as 31-year-old Jonathan Diller of Long Island. The unnamed suspect was also hit by gunfire. No word on his condition. Police describe him as a career criminal with 21 prior arrests.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. That shooting suspect was last released from prison in 2021 and was last arrested on a gun charge last April. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 70 degrees. It is cloudy in Pensacola this morning. The 3-year-old boy that died after being hit by a car on Blue Angel Parkway on Sunday has now been identified by family members as Levi Austin Williams.
They had a crawfish bowl and everybody was in there. And what they believe that he was on the spectrum. Very intelligent. Went to school. Loved school. Loved his teachers, loved to go.
And that is Levi's grandmother, Lisa Oliver. And she says that he was just enjoying his day on Sunday playing, as any child does, and then in an instant disappeared. And that's when that tragic accident happened. Levi had apparently crossed a fenced-in area, walked into the road, and then was hit by an SUV that didn't have enough time to stop. The Escambia Sheriff's Office mourning the loss of a deputy after a long battle with an illness. In a Facebook post, the Sheriff's Office confirmed Deputy First Class Albert Calber died peacefully on Sunday night. They say he was surrounded by family and friends. Calber had been a deputy since 2013. The Sheriff's Office says he had a positive impact on everybody that he came into contact with. Well, a new law will give parents a greater ability to protect their kids. That from Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday. He signed HB 3 into law that prohibits children under 14 from having a social media account. 14 and 15-year-olds can have accounts with parents' permission. The law does also require adult websites to use age verification to prevent minors from accessing inappropriate content. Governor DeSantis says social media harms kids in a variety of ways. He calls this new landmark legislation. Well, more help being provided to get Americans out of Haiti. A state-chartered flight carrying 14 people from South Florida arrived in Orlando last night from Port-au-Prince. There were 10 adults and 4 kids on board that plane. It's the 5th rescue flight out of Haiti to arrive in Florida. All told, so far, 62 Americans have been rescued. Senator Rick Scott says the Biden administration needs to stop their policy of appeasing the communist regime in Cuba and start holding the dictatorship accountable for human rights atrocities.
It's the same communist regime that for decades has been the root of the instability we see across Latin America. The communist Cuban regime props up other dangerous dictators like Maduro in Venezuela and Ortega in Nicaragua.
Scott says that threatens the region, but also threatens the national security of the United States. And in Cuba, people have been protesting an economic and energy emergency, also food shortages and blackouts there. Well, today's the first Blue Angels practice session of this year's air show season.
It is our honor and privilege to represent the sailors and Marines of the fleet while we show you the raw power of naval aviation.
That is Blue Angel number 7, Lieutenant Connor O'Donnell. He says the whole team is excited to perform for everybody here and, of course, at all of their shows throughout the air show season. On practice days, the Angels fly at 10:30. NAS Pensacola says visitor access at the west gate of the base starts at 9 a.m. That'll continue until 3 p.m. Non-DOD cardholders that want to visit the Barrancas National Cemetery should enter through the front gate today. It is 6:35 at News Radio, and Jake has our traffic on the fives.
Okay, on I-10 eastbound, heading into Milton this morning, once you're getting on to 87 south, we have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock right on the exit ramp coming from I-10 eastbound, getting onto Highway 87. It's going to cause some slowdowns this morning. Also, getting into Windhaven Beach on Highway 98 eastbound, we're seeing our normal morning slowdown starting at around the new Publix, stretching up to the Parish Boulevard McDonald's. Other than that, around town, we're looking really, really good. Highway 98 westbound through Gulf Breeze is good. Highway 29 south from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment is looking good. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in good. Bayfront Parkway showing no delays. And Caroline Street in Milton is good. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That phone number is 850-437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms through the morning hours. A few storms could be strong. High today near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For Wednesday, much calmer day with a high near 78. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Staying nice for our Thursday with a high near 71 and a low near 48. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And we've got 70 degrees and cloudy skies across the area. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Pennsylvania Department of Labor has fined the operator of seven Domino's locations $344,000 for violating the Child Labor Act. The operator, NWPA Pizza Incorporated, racked up 715 infractions, which include failing to provide breaks to more than 16 child employees, scheduling minors outside of legal working hours, and more. Qantas Airways engineers will inspect an Airbus aircraft after pilots were forced to shut down one of its engines mid-flight. The plane is designed to safely operate with just one engine. However, local media outlets reported passengers saying there was a loud bang while the aircraft was in the air. Qantas said the airplane landed safely after the pilots followed procedures, manually shut down the engine, and requested a priority landing. Futures are moderately higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 162. The NASDAQ down 44. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
More than 5 months of war in Gaza, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution demanding an immediate two-week ceasefire and hostage release. In what's being seen as a sharp rebuke of Israeli leadership, the U.S. did not use its veto this time around, but instead abstained, allowing the resolution to pass.
Yeah, this is actually kind of a major development. The White House, Channel 3 doing the reporting. That was NBC Channel 3 last night, Yonah Govino.
White House says it's perplexed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to cancel a high-level delegation's planned visit to Washington.
Yeah, it seems like the Prime Minister's office is choosing to create a perception of daylight here when they don't need to do that.
I have great respect for retired Rear Admiral John Kirby, National Security Advisor, what's his official title? He's a National Security Spokesman, I think, is his official title. Anyway, I have great respect for him, but you can't pretend this is a nothing. I know the administration wants to act like this is a nothing, but this is clearly not a nothing. What happened is that the previous measure that the U.S. had been working on and hadn't gotten anywhere because it got vetoed by the Chinese and the Russians is they wanted to tie a ceasefire by Israel to a release of hostages by Hamas. That if you can do both, then, you know, we can have a deal. Well, that got blocked. The one that went through yesterday, because the U.S. abstained, puts independent, disconnected requirements, one on Israel to stop the fighting and not go into Rafah, the other on Hamas to release the hostages. Now, Hamas says they're not going to release hostages until Israel releases all of its people. But these are completely separate, and because Hamas is not an actual legal entity, they don't have standing at the UN, whereas Israel is a member state. This actually carries no consequences for Hamas and only carries implications for Israel. Now, the U.S. has been a staunch ally of Israel for, decades since its inception, and often will veto resolutions at the Security Council, because remember in the Security Council, every member in the Security, well, the five permanent members have veto power, right? And so you have the ability of either Russia or China or the U.S. to veto anything out of the Security Council, so it's a powerful thing. And the U.S. would veto that all the time, and now they're not vetoing, so they're standing aside and letting the rest of the world say something. Now, why would the U.S. make such a dramatic shift? Well, the Biden administration, you can view this two ways. Way number one is you can view this as the Biden administration deciding that the status of morality in this scenario has changed. Israel is no longer fully justified in what they're doing. They're not saying this, but that's one way you might interpret it. Okay. And they believe that, 6 months is enough and you need to change your tactics and you cannot go into Rafah and on. Okay. There's another way to view this, which is that President Biden is trying to get reelected. And within his own party, I know if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, if you're pro-Israel, this is hard for you to fathom. But there are a lot of people in the Democrat Party, including many Jews, who are not pro-Israel. They're genuinely Jewish anti-Zionists, okay? And there are others who are sort of pro-Zionist in general. Zionist means in favor of the state of Israel. They're in favor of Israel, but they don't like this particular actions. They don't like Benjamin Netanyahu or whatever, okay? What I would describe as liberal Jews, okay, in America, politically liberal Jews in America. There's all I mean, there's conservative Jews, and then there's the religious dimensions of whether you're conservative or Orthodox or ultra-Orthodox. I'm not getting into all that. The point is simply, in the Democrat Party, there are a lot of Jews who are not full supporters of Israel nearly to the degree that actually conservative Christians, evangelicals particularly, tend to be in this country. So Joe Biden is suffering from the political problem of many people within his own party, not Jews also, many just liberals in his own party, who are very, very angry at Israel, many of whom can't stand Israel at all, many of whom are very pro-Palestine, even as radical as being, you know, pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, pro-Hezbollah, you know, pro-PLO back in the day. And all of those folks vote. And he's worried, and I think rightly so politically, that if he doesn't get Israel to back down and doesn't appear to at least be trying to get Israel to back down, then they will not vote for him in November because they think that our position in defense of Israel is wrong, even though it's a longstanding position. So is the Biden administration, and this is, I mean, this is clearly a change. Allowing this to go through was a dramatic change yesterday. No matter what John Kirby says or the administration says, and he's put in the awkward position of having to go out there and pretend the thing is not a thing. The U.S. abandoned Israel yesterday at the UN Security Council. The question is, was it for politics or for rightness or prudence or morality? Well, you know, you decide, okay? But that's actually what happened. So it's a bit weird that they would act surprised that now Benjamin Netanyahu has now canceled this high-level meeting between his leaders and folks in the U.S., which is a 100% predictable reaction to all of this.
The resolution calls for an immediate ceasefire for the remaining duration of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, so about 2 weeks, and also calls for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages. The resolution brought forward by Mozambique also calls for the flow of more humanitarian aid and the lifting of all barriers to humanitarian assistance.
And again, whatever you might think of that proposal, the U.S. choosing to abstain in the vote to allow it to get passed by the Security Council was a major decision by the United States regarding its alliance with Israel.
Like the U.S. resolution last week that linked the release of hostages to a ceasefire that was vetoed by Russia and China, this one does not directly link those two aspects of the resolution. However, Netanyahu clearly unhappy with the U.S. abstaining from this, saying the U.S. has abandoned their position at the U.N. Security Council and canceled the visit requested by President Biden of a delegation to discuss alternatives to a ground assault in Rafah.
Yeah, that's completely predictable by the Israelis. It's just weird that the White House is like, why are you doing this? We didn't do nothing. Yeah, didn't do nothing is the problem. Didn't veto the measure, which is what you should have done. 647 on News Radio 92.3, Jake's got traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, seeing our normal morning slowdown on Highway 98 eastbound, getting into Windhaven Beach from Navarre. Also, we have an accident from earlier. This is going to be on I-10 eastbound as you're exiting onto Highway 87 up in Milton. Got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. Highway 98 westbound through Gulf Breeze is looking good. Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee, no accidents reported there. Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all checking in clear. Avalon Boulevard is clear through to Garson Point Bridge. And Berry Hill Road, Dogwood Drive, Hamilton Bridge Road, all checking in good. If you see anything else out there on the roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're considering the prospect of buying your first home, that's a daunting thing to imagine doing. I get it. There's a certain kind of ease and simplicity in renting, and I get why you do it. We've rented at different times, I understand. But at some point, you maybe make the decision that, look, it's time to start throwing that money into something that pays us instead of throwing that money into something that only pays the landlord. Okay? And then what do? Well, you talk to somebody who knows how the process works. You go to Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leaven Reinke Realty, and you say, hey, I always hear Andrew talking about you, and he seems to think that you're pretty good, and I do. Prove it. What can you do for me? How can you help me understand this situation, and how can we make this as stress-free as possible? And she will. And she'll talk to you about what you can afford, where you want to live, what you can reasonably expect to get for the amount of money that you're able to spend, whether insurance rates or whether interest rates on your loan are likely to be up, down, what the Fed is doing, what the market is doing, whether new is a better deal for you maybe than a pre-existing home, which, by the way, new homes right now, you can get them to buy down your points. That's a very common thing, but you wouldn't maybe know that if you were just acting on your own because you think it's a new home. I don't have that power. Well, a realtor might. And that's the point. Just talk to her. Find out, you know, what she might be able to do to help you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
This is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Set up a consultation and take the first step.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Happened today. This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics.
So we're a banana republic with corrupt judges and terrible, horrible people who are only out to get him politically, and that's the reason all this is happening, which I'm actually sympathetic to that. You know me, I'm not a Trumper, but I can't stand some of the things that I see happening. And it is a question, I think, why all of this is happening now. You know, why are they doing this now instead of over the course of the last several years when they could have done it, which he brought up yesterday?
So I just say it's a sad day for this country when you have something like this. And remember the words, should have been started 3 years ago if they were going to start it at all. And then you wouldn't be quibbling over what week it's going to end, days. They're quibbling over days and hours.
Yeah, and
they
why now?
They wouldn't be quibbling at all. They never started it. And you know why they didn't start it? Because they didn't know I'd be running. And they didn't know how well I'd do. And if I were not running or if I were doing poorly like everyone else has done, because they're all gone, they're all knocked out except for crooked Joe Biden. If I were doing poorly, this wouldn't be happening. None of these trials would have been happening. If I wasn't running, they wouldn't be happening.
So I always consider my wife to be kind of the voice of common sense, reason, the person who's not heavily invested in all of this stuff and doesn't spend her nose in politics and the news all day long. So I asked her last night, I said, you think President Trump would be facing all of these different court cases and charges and investigations if he weren't running for re-election? She said, maybe not. But then again, an awful lot of people do hate him enough that they would try to get him just because they want to get him. And she said, but, you know, still, yeah, there's clearly a lot of personal attack involved here. Is it all politics? Some. It seems convenient, the timing. You know, and then, of course, you could take the position that, well, he did do a lot of these things and maybe brought this on himself. The inflation of the valuation of the properties in order to get, you know, better deals or more money or whatever. And the claim that Mar-a-Lago is worth 50 to 100 times the $18 million. So it's a $1.8 billion property now. I don't think that's accurate. But, you know, he says outlandish things all the time. And he did say outlandish things yesterday. And the judge even yelled at his legal team, basically scolded his legal team for bringing charges of corruption and bad influence and not having any of the goods to back that up. So, look, just because you have a persecution complex, and he clearly does, that doesn't mean you're not being persecuted. You know, even paranoid people have enemies, right? And even though he tends to make me not want to agree with him by the way he exaggerates and runs his mouth and does his weird Uncle Donald kind of stuff, I do think this looks suspicious. In the year and a half before an election, all of a sudden, all of this, on top of the many times they tried to impeach him and all of that, it just... You get a $464 million judgment against him? That's a ridiculous amount of money. That's why, the judge wrote the bond down. He didn't write the judgment down. Wrote the bond down to $175 million. At least he can pay that. So 437-1620, that was yesterday again. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Quick question about this case.
Yeah, there's like five cases, by the way.
Right.
But yeah, go on.
Well, the inflating his the values of his properties. Mm-hmm. Now, does he pay property tax on the stated value, or how does that work?
So on the one hand, the actual tax appraiser value is like $37 million, excuse me. Okay. You know, it's very low. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to evaluate Mar-a-Lago it could be anywhere from 37 to like a couple hundred million, maybe. Mm-hmm. We don't really know. But yeah, on the one hand, inflating it as a financial instrument to secure loans or, you know, get the better terms, mm-hmm. but undervaluing it for property tax purposes, which, as somebody pointed out, everybody does to a degree. This is just a lot bigger degree for that. Yeah, that's right. So he's eager to say Mar-a-Lago is worth $900 million to $1.8 billion, but he's not eager to pay property taxes on it
right.
at that value.
That's
right.
What I was
clearly
wondering.
Not.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're on I-10 eastbound heading toward Milton this morning, when you are exiting I-10 eastbound, getting onto Highway 87 South, we do have an accident with roadblock and injuries right there at that exit. Otherwise, around town, looks like Highway 98 eastbound getting into Windhaven Beach from Navarre. We're seeing our normal morning slowdown there. Otherwise, around town, looking great. Highway 98 westbound through Gulf Breeze is looking good. Highway 29 through Cantonment is accident-free. Looks like West Detroit Boulevard, Johnson Avenue, Olive Road, Cody Lane, all checking in clear. Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all good. If you see anything out there on our roadway slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Going now into the newsroom where David Wayne is waiting with our headlines. David?
Well, Maryland under a state of emergency this morning after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge overnight. A container ship hit that bridge just about 12:30 this morning. Several people were on the bridge at the time. Search and rescue operations are underway right now. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is being spared from extradition to the U.S., at least for now. A court in London ruled that the U.S. government should have no more than 3 weeks to provide a series of assurances around Assange's First Amendment rights and declare he will not receive the death penalty if tried here. The next hearing on that is May 20th. And the Powerball jackpot rolling over again. No grand prize winner last night. So the next drawing will be Wednesday. The jackpot up to $865 million.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. Do be aware that there's storms on the horizon today, although it does look more and more like National Weather Service of Mobile's earlier this morning tweet that it's moving north of us and not as likely to affect us directly. Seems more and more likely, but we are kind of anticipating this later on this morning, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock. Time for future news. That's when Jake and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. That's my first question. Blue Angels are supposed to have their first practice today that you can go watch. Will they, given the weather?
No.
I also am skeptical. I think it might get called off for the weather, but it's like right on the margins right now whether that's going to happen. Of course, we'll wait and see, but just be aware that if you go to see the Blues practice today, you know, that may or may not happen, or they may have a modified show. Just, you know, depends on the nature of the weather exactly. Truth Social. How much is Donald Trump going to be worth after the end of the day?
Oh, man. There's no telling.
Plus $3 billion?
Yeah,
that's
probably.
That's crazy. In Milton, will the city council vote to move forward with ethics, censure, AG, or state attorney investigation against Heather Lindsay?
No.
All the above.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.